Now remember, ladies, make sure to water the flowers with holy water and pay special attention to the petals. We don't want any accidents tonight, or the floors will need a good polishing in the morning. The last time we let the floors go unclean for too long, we had rats running around and we lost some flowers to the plague. Oh, sorry to startle you, little rosebud. You didn't hear that last part, did you? I wouldn't want to scare you on your first day in the garden, although it would do you some good to put a little fear in you after what you did. Stealing from the collection box, was it? What's that? I can't understand a word you're saying. It seems Sister Margaret thought it best to gag you when she brought you in last night. Oh, yes. I heard all about it, how she caught you taking from the church and thinking you were dangerous, bashed you with a good book, and knocked you out. After some debate with the other sisters, we came to an agreement that this was the best course of action to take. I do hope no one will be missing you. Stealing from the church is a very heavy offense, and we have made it our goal to execute the punishment how we see fit. Now, we haven't decided on how long we will have you here, but I assure you, you had best become acquainted with that coffin. Oh, don't act silly, it's not that kind of coffin. Besides, what sort of coffin do you know of that has a window for you to see out of and a watering hole? I suppose I should introduce you to myself and your new home for however long your sanctification takes. My name is Sister Beatrix, and you are in my garden. But don't be worried. You're in good hands. I and the other sisters are going to help take good care of you and help you on your journey of repentance. Every day we will remove you from the coffin for 2 hours. You will be bathed, exercised, fed, and allowed an opportunity for waste removal. Of course, this will all be done while under a watchful eye of my sisters, so as to prevent resetting your sanctification and furthering your sentence. And I assure you, it will be a very long sentence. Yes, we have a very strict rule here at the garden that no flowers may release their seed unintended. Perhaps I need to explain to you how this works so that you understand completely what you have gotten yourself into. We here at the monastery do not sanctify people by the good book alone. We take action. We have found that all sin in this world leads back to one thing. This flower between your legs. This is the seed of evil. And the only way to purge it is by drowning it within its own juices. Now, the seed can never be released, so there will be no ejaculating for you, young man. But there will be lots, and I do mean lots, of pre-cum. Mm. I see you're already starting to get to the point where we can start instilling these new values into you. I believe you are ready to begin your journey to redemption. I suppose, since this is your first day at the garden, I'll set you off on the right foot myself. Allow me a moment to get some things ready, and we'll start immediately. Now that didn't take too long now, did it? I see you're very surprised to see me in such attire. I assure you, this doesn't happen often. I only get dressed up on special occasions for the boys here, and today's session seemed appropriate. I see your flowers started to come up to see the sun already. You are in so much trouble, boy. Do you like my dress? It was made specifically to suit the needs for watering sessions. If I slowly walk around your flower like this, the fringe from my dress just kisses that tip of yours. Ooh, I think you like that. And do you like my gorgeous breasts? I had them pierced a few years ago. It was slightly painful, but like every part of my body, it belongs to the church. I bet a young lad like yourself would love to touch them. Perhaps slide your flower in between them. I've let a few boys do that, you know. The first time I was curious what effect it would have on flowers, but it ended up being too much and the poor man accidentally reset his stay with us by 3 months by showering me with his evil seed. I've become very good since then. I can tell just when a boy is on the verge of letting his seed loose, and I know just when to stop all stimulation. Sometimes when I have a flower in between my tits, I wait for the boy to get to the very edge of release, and I stop all movement and just reach down with my long tongue and pet the tip of their flower and taste their pollen. I bet you didn't even realize I had my tongue pierced as well. It seemed to be popular with the boys, so I had it done. My tongue is wicked talented. The little cross piercing has some very dull but rough edges that give a nice little prick when I'm trying to keep a boy from losing control. Perhaps you'll get to feel such pleasure another time if you've reached goal on your journey. Oh my. It seems my swang has gotten you extremely prepared for your treatment. I wouldn't say you were the biggest I've ever seen, but you are most certainly not the smallest, but I think we can make it bigger. Shall we try? There we go. It looks much bigger now. That ring, it's one of the specialties of the coffin. This lever allows us to keep a boy stiff as long as you want by closing tighter around your member. I know this might be a little uncomfortable now, but it could be worse. Another feature the coffin has is an inlay of blunted spikes that we use sometimes on bad boys who try to hump their hole. You wouldn't want me to activate those, now do you? I didn't think so. But maybe we'll see how things go first. Remember, no coming! Now, as I'm sitting over your face, you may have noticed I'm not wearing any undergarments. This is purely for your visualization. I'm not promising you may not get any of my juices on your face, but as you can see, this is getting me worked up a little. It's usually at this time that I must find a way to keep myself in the pleasures of the flesh and read from the good book. I hope you don't mind while I take some time to read quietly to myself. But don't worry though, I'm going to be using this long feather on you while I read. This angel feathers, we call it, is a specifically modified feather. Much like how feathers are very soft, we dip these quills with a potent aphrodisiac that tangles on your shaft after it grazes the skin. Here, let me show you. Feel the feathers slide over your head in the little slit. Oh, I know it feels good. And even after the feathers are removed, the sensation lingers for a while. I love the sensation myself. Here, let me just run it along my lotus petal. Oh, that sensation. It's like being kissed all over. Here, let me give you some more angel kisses with my feather. Now, I'm going to try to read from my good book for a little while I do this. Please try to keep your groans and screams to a minimum. Oh, yes. This is exactly what I love to see. I knew the angel's kisses would bring you to your first edge of redemption. Look at that pre-cum. It's just oozing from the tip. I wonder if my hand would set you off right just now. Maybe my tongue. You are close. Well, we need to keep you cooled down, and I'm afraid that's what the devil's teeth are for.
Oh, don't act like you're dying.
The devil's teeth are harmless. This is what we must do to prune a flower that's getting too close to his evil seed being released. This we cannot tolerate. But here, let me give you another kiss. These petals could use some love too. I feel my tongue ring on your balls. Your pre-ejaculate seed tastes too good. I think you've had enough of the devil's teeth for now. There. All better. Your flower's turning purple and it isn't even fall yet. I know what'll keep you from wilting. How about a nice massage to perk you up? I even have some lubricant that is a much less potent version of what's on the angel's feather. I can tell you love that. Look at how big you're getting. My hands are tingling from the lube, so I know that even the slightest brushes of air against your skin must feel really good. You're so sensitive. Do you like how slow and methodical my strokes are? Up and down, up and down. I massage your petals with one hand and play with the head of your flower with the other. Look at these long strands of pre-ejaculate. You must be getting really close now, but remember, you have to resist. I know you must be asking yourself right now, why me? Well, it's just the way the world is, my good boy. Salvation is the key to your freedom, and this is how it must be achieved. No, don't cry. It won't help anyway. You're here now, with us, with all the sisters. Oh, that's what I like to see. A nice watered flower. Now, for our next egg, I have another special treat for you. I bet you didn't think that your coffin had a back door, did you? Oh, yes. We installed the back door for men who, shall we say, don't usually find women attractive. The back door below your buttocks has something we call the demon's horn installed within it. I know it sounds menacing, but I assure you, most men actually find this quite pleasurable. While one of the sisters was walking through the garden one day, she tripped over this lever right here, and a boy was impaled through his buttocks and shot his evil seed right there on the spot. It was from that point on that we saw the medicinal use for the demon horn on boys who enjoyed the company of both men and women. Now, don't worry. I'll go slow at first. The demon's horn has a few features we built into it, such as a thrust setting and a spin option, which are all powered by a nearby river. Sometimes we put boys on settings overnight to get them back into shape from spilling their evil seed too early. Now, just try to relax. I'm going to slowly pull the lever now, and you will feel a slight pressure on your behind. Oh, there we go. Just let that bronze tip make its way into you. I know it's cold at first, but your body temperature will heat it up. Yes. There we go. Good boy. Look at you. It's raising you up and pushing your flower through the hole even more. Oh, look at your flower. Your evil seed really wants to come out, doesn't it? I am just going to set this lever to an automatic setting, and it's just going to slowly thrust into you for a while. You are definitely going to be a tough nut to crack, boy. But I think we've made lots of progress today. I hope you understand what it is we're trying to do, what we're trying to help you with here at the garden. Our only goal is to make sure your evil seed doesn't spread before you've been saved. I think this completes our introduction to your visit. I'm going to leave the demon's horn going for a while, and in about an hour, I'll have Sister Margaret come around and relieve you for the night. I know your flower is really starting to flow now, and that is exactly what we want at all times. I'm sure that over time you'll soon find that this is what you have needed all along. I will be praying for you. How about one more kiss before I go clean up, huh? And just to make sure you don't get bored, I've created this toy to help boys stay focused. I call it the Angel's Bucket. It's really just a bucket that has angel feathers protruding up from its base inside, but the stimulation on your flower while you're being thrust by the demon's horn from behind will keep you right where we want you to be. Good night, boy. Have blessings.